Tom Appleby, Convict Boy, written by Jackie French and read by William Zappa.
"Don't look," said Mistress Palfrey comfortably. "Poor Lambkin, it's not your fault your pa is a blasphemer." "He's not," said Tom tightly, staring across the village square at the mud-splattered face of his father, his head and wrists locked between the thick wooden boards of the stocks. As Tom looked, yet another passerby bent down and grabbed a handful of muck from the pond and flung it at the bruised man. Mistress Palfrey lost some of her smile. "Well, what do you call it when a man prints a pamphlet saying His Majesty the King, God save him, is no better than the rest of us?"
"It was work," muttered Tom,
as the mud dripped from his father's face.
"Pa was paid to print it."
"Then he should have said no," said Mistress Palfrey, gathering up her skirts to head back home. She hesitated. "But you're welcome to a bait tonight, and a bed too, if you're a mind," she added over her shoulder. Mistress Palfrey was a kind woman, when she thought to be. "You can share our Benny's bed." Tom nodded, though he had no intention of going to Mistress Palfrey's or sleeping in the same bed as Benny. Benny had been one of the lads who'd pelted Pa with horse droppings that morning. No, Tom would wait till the village was quiet, then wipe Pa's face again and bring him water. There was still bread and a bit of bacon in their rooms behind the shop. The mob hadn't taken them when they'd smashed Pa's press and scattered the type and dragged Pa almost senseless to the magistrate. It had been the magistrate who'd convicted Pa of blasphemy and sentenced him to a week in the stocks. The bread would be hard and stale, but Tom could soak the crusts in water and feed the slops through Pa's swollen lips. Only 3 days to go now, and Pa would be free. Tom glanced around. The square was quiet now, the sun high in the sky. Mistress Palfrey and the other women were home cooking dinner, their men at work in the fields. A squirrel ran along a branch above him, peered down, then scampered back up the tree. "I was like that a week ago," thought Tom. "I had a safe home to scamper back to. I never thought that things might change as fast as this." Tom ran across the cobbles to the stocks, sending the pigeons scratching around in the horse droppings into a flutter. With Pa bent over, Tom was almost as tall as he was.
"Pa, can you hear me, Pa?"
Pa opened one eye. The other was swollen shut. Blood seeped from a cut on his forehead, and muck crusted his hair.
"Tom, lad," he mumbled. "Shouldn't be here, lad. Shouldn't see this. Go home. Wait there."
"Soon," promised Tom. He took his handkerchief, still damp from being dipped in the pond earlier in the morning, and tried to wipe the worst of the dirt from his father's face. Pa shut his eye. His breathing was harsh and deep.